This is an I Am Listening original podcast.
The college are absolutely here to help you. We'd want all of our students to come here and potential students to come here to have a really good experience. There will always be a level and a pathway that we can talk to them about that they will be able to get to their chosen career, or if they don't know what they want to do, we can talk that through with them as well. But just don't panic and no knee-jerk reactions, and just talk to somebody.
Welcome to the Hit This GCSE Surgery podcast with East Kent Colleges Group from EKC Canterbury College, hosted by me. Hi, I'm Ben Pearce, and I'm joined by a panel of education experts as well as students, and we're going to be giving you advice on what's next and what you can expect in the next steps of your education journey. In this episode, I'm talking to EKC staff members Sue, Jessica and Donna, along with EKC students Jaden, Malena and Faith, about what your options are after you get your GCSE results and the different educational routes open to you.
The Hit List GCSE Surgery with East Kent Colleges Group. Find the course that's right for you at one of their Ofsted outstanding community-based colleges.
Welcome to the Hit This GCSE Surgery with East Kent Colleges Group from EKC Canterbury College. GCSE results are out today. All of your hard work has led to this moment. We want to start by saying, whatever the outcome, it's going to be fine. If you got the results you're expecting, a huge congratulations to you. If your results weren't quite what they hoped for, or maybe even better than expected, tonight's show is all about exploring the next steps and options that you have available to you. I'm joined by a panel of education experts and students, and we'll be providing advice on the next steps, discussing your options, and what you can expect on the next stage of your educational journey. We have a completely student audience tonight who, I guess, will have questions as we go along. So GCSE results are in, which means now's the perfect time to take stock and have a think about what route you're deciding to go in next with your education. We want to get some answers for these questions from two people that work at the college and two people that probably know best when it comes to the questions that we're about to ask about what you do post GCSE. So we'll start with you, Sue. Thank you for jumping on. What options do students out there have now after they've completed and got their GCSE results in the bag?
After completing GCSEs, their options are they can carry on if their school, the current school, offers a sixth form. They can carry on at sixth form at the current school. They can change and do sixth form at another school, or they can do sixth form at East Kent Colleges Group. We have a sixth form here at Canterbury College. Another option for them is at college they can do BTEC qualifications. They can also do T-levels, fairly new, newer than A-levels, but they're slightly different to A-levels, still a level three, very employer-led. And the other thing they can do is apprenticeships as well.
Amazing. And talking about some of the options that Sue's mentioned there, Jessica, what is the difference between all of those different options? So mainly let's speak about A-levels, T-levels and apprenticeships. What are the main difference between those options?
Okay, fantastic. So a lot of students will know about A-levels as this is normally carried on at school in your sixth form, but there are lots of sixth forms out there. So I would suggest to look at all the sixth forms out there at all the different schools, and as well at EKC Group as well, at our Canterbury sixth form. And now you'll study your A-levels, which will be a mix of subjects, mainly normally about three subjects, similar to GCSE style. So it's academic, there's a lot of writing, exams usually to get your qualification. And then you have T-levels, which as you say, Sue, are the newer qualification, and you study one T-level for the 2 years. A T-level, you have a 45-day placement with an employer, which is fantastic for the students to get their hands-on experience. You are in college about 5 days a week, 3 days a week, and the other 2 days will be spent with your employer for a T level. And then apprenticeships is you're in an employer, you're learning, you're earning while you're learning. So you're with an employer, you're in an industry, and that's how you're learning.
Is that the catchphrase as well? You're earning as you're learning.
Earning as you're learning.
Earning as you're learning. If it's not, trademark it. So how, if I'm in that position right now and I'm sat at home, I've got these results in front of me, how do I decide what to study? What support is out there to help me make that decision?
Okay, so East Kent Colleges have, all of our six campuses have a careers advisor. They have careers departments. On GCSE results day, there will be somebody there for you to speak to. Give them a call. You might have to make appointments with some of them, but get onto the website, have a look at the telephone number. If you've been given a conditional offer, they'll have all the details of who to get in touch with. Get in touch with the college. Speak to your relatives. A lot of people, their parents, aunties, uncles have all come to one of our colleges somewhere around East Kent. Speak to friends, speak to family, your current school as well. If they're coming out of GCSEs, they will still have some careers advice on offer for them there.
Jessica, before you go, sorry, I'm going to throw something at you off the cuff, only because we've mentioned sixth form quite a lot. We are going to do a little bit later on sixth form. But back when I was studying, sixth form was mainly in schools and not colleges. What's the difference between doing sixth form at a college compared to at a school? Is there much difference?
I'd say one of the main differences is you don't have all the other years with you. So the sixth form at Canterbury College is just the sixth form. The area is for the sixth form students. So if you find younger students annoying, which I'm sure some students would, you wouldn't have to deal with them. It'd just be the whole sixth form is focused on you and your year. Also, I think at some schools, there's sometimes issues with you can't study that subject because that's the same time as that subject. You don't have that issue as much at our sixth form. And they also have to study an EPQ, which is an extended project qualification, which they can is half an A-level and has UCAS points attached to it. So it really helps if you are planning on then going on to university.
Thank you for that, guys. So we're discussing routes in education post-GCSE. So we've got two students with us, Jaden and Malena. And Jaden, let's start with you. First of all, how did you decide what to study?
It just came to my mind. It wasn't like something I actually saw myself doing. I never liked doing it as a kid. And I thought that it was an interesting opportunity to do it. And it was just a new thing to do. So I thought I'd go for it and give it a shot.
And what was it that you...
Performing arts.
Performing arts.
Yeah.
And did you get any support to choose that course for you to do? How did the process sort of come about?
I just went for it, done how I did.
Here you are studying it now.
Yeah, I'm studying it now. Yeah.
And Malena, why did you choose to study at college?
So basically, I'm just one of those people that when I decide on something, like my mind's set on it, I will not change. And ever since I was little, I've just always loved doing acting. I was like, I'm going to go to college and I'm going to do acting and then I'm going to go like onto university or drama school. And I just kind of chose it when I was little. Choosing Canterbury though, it's because it's one of the best courses there is, like especially working alongside the Marlowe Theatre. You get so many opportunities, so.
Are you local to Canterbury as well? Or?
No, not really.
You're not? Oh, okay, so you have to travel in every day as well. When I came here, I had to do the same. I had to travel into Canterbury. But when you see an option and you know it's the best one, did you research about that course here at Canterbury before deciding to do it?
Yeah, I did a lot of research into it. And then obviously I did my audition. And I didn't look at any other college. I didn't audition anywhere else. I was just like, that's the course I want to do. And that's the course I'm going to get on.
And you're doing it.
The Hit List, GCSE Surgery with East Kent Colleges Group, the leading provider of technical and vocational education to more than 14,000 students in Kent.
So people also come to college for sixth form, like you, Faith. Why did you choose to come to college for sixth form?
So after I finished my GCSEs, I had a secondary school back in London and they had a local sixth form. I didn't want to go down the normal route as I didn't really like the atmosphere there. Obviously, when you're surrounded by younger years, you don't really get that send off into like the independent life. So moving into a sixth form with a college campus, I think it invites you early to the independence and working for yourself, as a sixth form is primarily focused on independent work.
Tell me why sixth form at college makes you feel more comfortable in the atmosphere. What's more comforting about being here at college and doing sixth form?
I think when you're put into like a scenario with all the college and sixth formers, when you're surrounded by people that are like-minded, you feel more comfortable to do things you aren't like normally able to do in secondary school, for example.
Lauren and Phoebe are here from Forming Arts. Guys, tell us a little bit about your course. So what have you done so far?
So on our course, we've done quite a lot of things. This course is quite different, I think, to any other performing arts courses, as we work with real professionals and we do loads of professionalism. Things we have done, we've worked with puppetry, we've done verbatim. We do a lot of like ensemble work, which promotes teamwork and creativity. And yeah, we do a lot.
Tell me about your favourite bit so far. What is it? Was it puppetry? Was it?
I would say my favourite bit was verbatim, because it's a technique that I had never heard before. And it was nice to kind of expand my knowledge and play with something new.
And what about what is still to come on the course? Of course, performing arts is quite a big...
So since we're the first ever year of MAPA, we actually don't know. We do know that we have a lot of more practitioners come in, because last year we had Alecky Blythe with the verbatim and Matthew Bourne with Edward Scissorhands. Mm-hmm. But all we know that is our last final project would be like a musical or Shakespeare, because that's what we're doing at the moment.
Any of that daunting, or is it quite exciting?
It's not daunting, as I've always done some sort of performing, but you just got to live with it, I guess, if it is daunting.
And for both of you, you say there about external companies come in and you do some work with external companies. What's that like, having outside resource coming in and learning from the best of the best?
It's a bit scary at first, because obviously they are in the real working world. But it's quite nice that we get the opportunity to like kind of experience what it's like and kind of learn, obviously, from these professionals so we can develop. But yeah, it's quite nice that we get this opportunity.
Amazing. And Sheppey College is home to a hairdressing course that Eddie's on at the moment. How long have you got left of your current course?
I have 1 year left, which will be my unit of doing men's haircut and colouring. So we'll learn how to foil colour hair, which will be quite exciting for us.
You're looking at my hair like that seems like an easy cut to do. It's just grade one and chopped on top. It's quite straightforward. So far, what have learned? What techniques? Has it been mainly female hairdressing, or is it learning the ins and outs?
We mainly do female hairdressing on our first year. We do some cuts with some settings. That'd be our rollers. We also learn how to wash hair properly and like style it. We also have some few competitions that we do during the year.
And what about that next step? I mentioned to the performing art guys about it being daunting, male haircuts. Is that daunting? Are you quite excited to do something different now for the next 12 months?
I think it'll be quite exciting. I like to expand my options and what I can do.
Thank you to our students. Brilliant. Thank you for that. So it's results day, and of course people will be getting all kind of results right now. Some people will be getting the results that maybe were projected and they're happy. Some people better than expected. Others may be feeling slightly down about what they've received today. So Jessica, let's come to you first. How do you deal with processing the information that's on that results paper? How do you deal with the nerves and the panic that sets in?
I think you need to give yourself some time. If it's really great results and you're really happy with what you've received, then fantastic. Go celebrate. Have a great time. But I understand there'll be some students out there that they've received their results and they feel quite disappointed. But you've done the best you can do. You revised for your exams and you've done a really good job. So pat yourself on the back. You've done the hard work now. And there's so many options out there. With college, there's so much support out there. So if you didn't quite get those, we look for the Maths and English GCSE at grade 4 and above. If you didn't quite get that, and that's okay, there is a lot of support out there. It might be that your time at college is a little bit longer. It might be that now you need to do 3 years rather than 2 years, but that's something that college can support you with, and it's something that a lot of students have to do at the moment, and they love it. College life is fantastic. So yeah, I think there's always options out there for you. Do not worry about what your results are. There's so many places you can go, and there's so much support out there for you.
I've got to echo that, because when I came to college, I missed out on one GCSE result that I needed, and I had to then do like a foundation year to then get me onto the next level up, which I think then was level 3, I think it was. So I ended up doing college for 3 years. But in that extra year, I also took on some extra studying, doing some extra maths, some extra English to even better my results as well. So opportunities are still there. It's an extra year getting used to the environment, which was actually great for me. I suppose I was lucky that I could create so that plan of action afterwards. So how does someone sit down once they've digested and celebrated or taken a deep breath? How do they plan what to do next post results?
So I'd say to start with, chat to your parents and carers. They're going to have some advice. They've been through this. They've had their GCSEs or whatever it was called in their days, the oldies. So they've been through that. They've had that. Chat to them. They might have some advice for you. And then I'd say talk to a careers advisor. There should be some careers advisors at your school, and if not, you can call up one of our colleges and there's careers advisors around that you can talk to and they can give you that advice.
Donna, what advice would you give to someone who is unsure what to do next?
I would probably say explore all your options. I think we've mentioned a few of them here today, so A-levels, T-levels, apprenticeships. And also, I think you've got to be quite passionate about what you want to do. Yeah, something that motivates you, go along that route.
And what industry experience can you get at college?
I'm an ILO at EKC Sheppey College, and we're trying to give industry placements that relates to the college, the course pathway that you've chosen. So early years, you'd be in a nursery or a school, like reception years. So we try and make it so you can get employability skills at your work placement as well, and gain those skills rather than the skills that you would learn at college. It's more hands-on and learning on the job rather than writing out an essay. You're hands-on, you're dealing with children.
And Sue, how do you create a plan of action post getting your GCSE results?
Okay, so if you've got the grades that you wanted, you've got your offers from colleges, you might have more than one. If you know what you want to do, the next step is to accept those offers. If you don't know what you want to do, or if you didn't hit those grades, you can still talk to the college. If you want to do upskill them, you can always talk to the college about upgrading to the next level. It's all about what you get on that piece of paper in front of you. No knee-jerk reactions. No instant decisions. Talk to people. If you know your plan and you know where you're going, amazing. If you don't, just talk to somebody. There's always someone there to help. And the college, if you don't get the grades that you wanted, the college are always there to help you.
And you mentioned there about not getting the results you are expecting. Someone out there is probably in that position right now. There's a good chance of it. What happens if I don't get the results expecting?
First of all, don't panic. The college are absolutely here to help you. We'd want all of our students to come here and potential students to come here to have a really good experience. There will always be a level and a pathway that we can talk to them about that they will be able to get to their chosen career, or if they don't know what they want to do, we can talk that through with them as well. But just don't panic, and no knee-jerk reactions, and just talk to somebody.
Thanks for listening to the Hit List GCSE Surgery podcast with East Kent Colleges Group from EKC Canterbury College. For more information, you can head to ekcgroup.ac.uk, and you can find the rest of the episodes of this podcast series at im-listening.co.uk or wherever you get your podcasts.
This has been an I Am Listening original podcast. For more information, head over to our website, im-listening.co.uk.